Blog Talk Radio.
Time to get your country back? Who's going to help you do it? Is it going to be the rhinos? The little rhinies with their little tight hinies? Is it going to be the communists? That used to be the Democrat Party, now it's the Communist Party. George Soros owns everybody that works there. Yes, we've lost our country. There's only 25% in the country that's left that can get it back. More tea, anybody? I skipped the tea. I just poured myself a shot of Drambuie. You know what Drambuie is? It's named after Prince Charlie. Prince Charlie, who tried to bring Scotland and get them on their feet, and the British destroyed them. Yes, just like the heroes, the men of 98 who tried to get Ireland on its feet and the British destroyed them. And the only ones that the British couldn't destroy were people that they ended up calling Americans. And you know why they couldn't destroy the Americans? It was easy to destroy the Scotch. All they had was swords and the British had guns. It was easy to destroy the Irish. All they had was swords and shillelaghs. And the British had guns. It wasn't so easy to destroy the Americans. You know why? Because the Americans all had guns. As a matter of fact, the first shot heard around the world was where? At Lexington or Concord? Or at the Battle of Bunker Hill, which was actually Breed's Hill? And two guys rode out that night to warn John Hancock and one other American patriot that the British were marching on Lexington and Concord to seize their guns. And you know what they said? No, they're not seizing them. The only way they can get them is from the front. And that was the beginning of the American Revolution. So the wise forefathers, I call them the foundling fathers because they were pro-life. Yeah, they didn't have to debate whether to kill a kid and up to what year. Don't think they won't have legislation if the communists stay in power where you can abort a teenager. Yeah, with parental consent. Oh, man. You know how many kids we've murdered since Roe versus Wade? 50 million. You know, that's 1/6 the entire population of the nation. And Obama says, listen, kill the Americans because we got to make room for all the people I'm bringing here. Yes. We're going to open up Iraqi and Iranian towns all over the country. Yes. And the only requirement is they'll have to speak Spanish. So I said to myself, what am I going to do tonight? You know, Obama's making his State of the Union speech. So after I vomited 3 times, I decided to go see American Sniper and skip the communist Cagada de Toro. So right after I had my final funeral and farewell for the Green Bay Packers, 2 field goals did us in. You know what happened? I wanted to watch that game so bad. But maybe God is good. He says, no, come to church, Tom. So I left for church to do the 5:30 mass. And when I left, it was halftime. And the Packers were ahead 16-0. So God saved me from the pain and agony of watching the Packers lose. Isn't that something? See how good God is to me? He treats me like a king. So I said goodbye to the Green Bay Packers, and I'm looking forward to... I'm looking forward to the New England Patriots who are petitioning the National Football League. They want to substitute footballs for beach balls. And they're letting the air out of the pigskin. You would think they would have an alarm when the New England Patriots make the pig squeal. No, but they don't. So that was it. I mean, they won, 54-7 or something? And they were accused of letting the air out of the football. I'm surprised the ACLU didn't get involved. Yeah. Well, they could have, maybe they had a Hail Mary play. If they had a Hail Mary play, the ACLU would have put an end to it. So tonight I had that funeral for the Green Bay Packers. And to cheer myself up, I defended the American Sniper from 3 communists. Michael Moore, he's a $20 million communist. And if he was a physician's assistant, he would tell you the best medical care is in Cuba, like Hugo Chavez got. You got cancer. You got 2 choices. You go to the United States and be cured, or you could go to Cuba and be cured. I'll go to Cuba. And so he was cured, and he was buried the next day. God is good, I'm telling you, man. He's working miracles. And so we had Michael Moore, the $20 million communist, attack American Sniper. No, Michael Moore attacked the American people, who are represented by the symbol of the American Sniper. And Seth Rogen, I call him Seth Rogen, who has Canadian genes, and he's just jealous because his box office cut isn't as big as Clint Eastwood. Somebody ought to walk behind Seth Rogen and hum that opening tune all day long. And a cell phone. You can have the cell phone ringer. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. And then we got Liam the Loser. I always liked Liam Neeson. I liked him in acting. I liked him in all his movies. I thought he was great until he tried to take my guns away. And now he's a Nazi. Liam the Loser. And you know which movie I liked him in the best? Kingdom of God. I thought that was a fantastic movie, even though it was a pro crusader piece. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it depicted a time in history. And I thought everybody did a great job, including the girl who gets a lot of, she's a vampire now. It must be terrible to have such a great hit, you know, like what was it? What was that actress's name? She played Maria in The Sound of Music, and everybody loved her. Was her name Harris? Was it Julie Harris? Was that her name? And then all of a sudden, she played a slut in a movie, and everybody became disillusioned with her. I think Hollywood does that. I think they compromise people. You know, if you like somebody for their values, they destroy them in the next flick. Yeah, that's the Weinstein gang. There's two Weinsteins that are damaging this country. Mike Savage names attacks one. I think that one's name. I can't remember their first names. I think one is Mike Weinstein. He's the one that's destroying the military. He's trying to get God out of the military. And he's been very successful because the Pentagon is now under the direction of the Communist Party. And if you don't believe me, ask the 180 generals that all got laid off. Oh, yeah, we don't need your services anymore. But listen, I'm holding off an attack here of 10,000 ISIL. No, that's all right. We're going to replace you with Tiny Tim. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. The communists have taken over. You don't know it yet. The last ones to know it are the fools. The fools are always the last ones to know. Yeah. Well, I'm not a fool. I'm a college graduate. Oh, yeah? Who was your favorite professor? The one that wore the Che Guevara t-shirt and the Mao hat. Yes, and told us that God does not belong in the United States. And if I said anything patriotic, I would get 3 points. I would get a C plus. So I went along. I went along to go along. And I'll do the same thing when Al Qaeda comes. I'll convert to Islam. What makes you think they're going to want you? You know what they're doing to Muslims in Syria? They're making them, they're videotaping them, and they're videotaping their denunciation of being infidel Muslims. And they told them if they would just do the denunciation, then they would be allowed to join ISIL. And after they videotaped their confessions, they cut their throats. And when you go see American Sniper, you're going to get your eyes opened. And everything they depict in that movie is real. Is real. And all you got to do, if you don't believe it, is go to YouTube and see what ISIL does. See how many rooms full of heads they have. And they have women that cut the heads off too, you know. And they stack them. They stack them on shelves. So, what happened? Reach for the sky, Liam said. Oh, that's what happened. He brought out Hitler's 1938 Munich speech, Why Americans Have Too Many Effing Guns. Reach for the sky, Liam. When we defeated the last European nutjob who wanted to take our guns away, we signed the Treaty of Paris in 1781, and the last ship sailed back into Britain with all the Democrats who betrayed us. So once again, we asked the crown to honor that treaty signed in 1781 and come get Liam. And I notice in his dossier, he's from the north of Ireland, and that is they stayed loyal to the crown and betrayed the entire country. Yes, I think he's from Antrim in the north. And the last ship sailed back without Liam. What we have learned, thanks to men who could see into the future, is in order to maintain a well-armed militia in every nook and cranny, we must keep up with the times. Ladies, you must now learn how to use guns. The communists have made you afraid of guns, and they have brainwashed you. America is now living like Pavlov's dogs. When the bell rings, you will do your routine. One of the routines when the bell rings is a moment of silence. A moment of silence was introduced by the communists to destroy prayer. When we had a tragedy before, people would sit, make up some sort of prayer. Now the communists say, you are not allowed to pray. You can only have a moment of silence. And that's the name of that horrible tune. So, ladies, learn how to use guns. You may be the only one home to defend your children. All Americans should have automatic weapons to match the AK-47s of the Russian salesmen who arm narco-terrorists and U.S.-based ISIL troops. They're showing about 20 locations in the United States where Muslims are training to kill Americans, and the FBI is protecting them. Under the orders of the Grand Poobah, Mullah Muller. Having seen American Sniper, I realize now more than ever we are a God and country people with the spirit of America genes. We are 50 states strong, and our greatest enemy is divide and conquer communism, as practiced by the Party of Death, formerly known as the Democrat Party. Followed by the boot-licking rhinos who have a windsock for decision-making. That leaves us with the same 25% that won the American Revolution. More tea, anybody? I need a musical tune to cheer me up. How about Coming Home?
Come on.
Okay, here's a article from the Tea Party. And this disgrace has been brought upon our great nation. That has been brought upon our great nation is at times too much to bear. Obama has demonstrated complete disregard for the law. It's time for a sip of Drambuie. I told you the contents, scotch and honey. And when it goes down, it burns. And but it gives you a Scotch accent. And before you know it, you'll be tuning up with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And now he has shown the same utter disregard and disrespect for our military. He is letting our military veterans die horrible deaths by neglect. Oh, you mean like he does with the babies that survive abortions? Leaves them to lay next to the sink until they expire? Isn't there a movie coming out about one of his role models? What's that guy's name? Godspell? Gosnell? Killing him, said they were big enough to walk to the bus, and he was killing him. Yes, it's a woman's right to choose, comrade, as long as they're American babies. We don't need no more American babies. We cannot allow him to destroy these fine people who have served our country. So I'm asking you today, you know there's guys rotting in Fort Leavenworth that don't deserve to be there? How would you like to be abandoned by the country you signed up to protect? And even in the movie, the Sniper, there's a scene where a kid picks up a rocket grenade. And the guy says, you better be sure before you take that shot or we'll all be in Leavenworth. So you can see Leavenworth hangs over all. How would you like to go into combat with the threat of Leavenworth being tried in a court-martial by JGs that have no combat experience? You got to see American Sniper. It'll be a touch of reality so you can find out. You can find out what price some Americans pay so we can all sit around and be little shits. Yeah. Karl Rove is raiding President Obama. I'll pass on that. Karl Rove lost the last election. I give him no credibility. No losers this time around. No Romneys, no Bushes. Forget about it. We're not going to choose the lesser of two evils. And if 2 to 3 million Tea Party conservatives stayed home rather than vote the lesser of two evils, God help us if they decide to do that again. And the Republicans can't win without the Tea Party. So, ISIS threatens to execute Japanese hostages, demands a $200 million. I think they got money before. If I was Japan and they didn't want to draw their Bushido swords and pay back ISIL, I would say pay the $200 million and get every Japanese national out of the Middle East. Pull them all out. Two young Japanese guys are just being toyed with, and they're going to have their throats cut unless the Japanese government comes up with $200 million. But then that puts a price tag of $500 million on all Japanese who remain. So, what Japan should do is lead the way with a boycott of the Middle East. And let the Middle Eastern people deal with the jihadis if they believe in the religion of peace. Well, we'll see what happens. Okay. Let me see. You want to liven up a little bit? Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
I'm trying to find you a spiritual tonight. I found it today, but I can't find it tonight. It's a very beautiful spiritual. It's by the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and it's called I Need a Church. Anyway, Islamic State captures Japanese national in Aleppo region. Two videos have been circulating showing Japanese national Haruna Yukawa, who was captured on an unknown date by Islamic State forces in northern Aleppo province. While his current status is unknown, he is likely still being held by ISIS. And in one of the videos, Yukawa, speaking in broken English, claims under duress and while threatened with a knife, that he is a photographer who came to Syria in the framework of his job, and adds that he's half journalist, half medical doctor, and I am no soldier. It doesn't matter. Whatever they're going to do to you, they're going to do to you. It is really sad. God bless you, my friend, and may your people avenge you properly if they take your life. And I think Japan is probably, like Israel, realizing that the American umbrella has a lot of holes in it. And I think when they look at the threat of the Chinese dragon and the North Korean nut job, who's always waving his nukes around while he's helping Iran get theirs, I think the Japanese have come to the conclusion that they need nukes too. And I wouldn't be surprised if we learn they already have a program underway. Because Japan, like Israel, is not going to be kicked around. And one day, they're going to make somebody pay. So, what else are we going to talk about? Babies are killed in intensely painful abortions. This is the week. I think Thursday is the week that the pro-life people stand up before Jesus and the unborn child. Let me see if they say anything about it. No, they're just asking for a donation. The United States is one of the few nations in the world that allows abortions up to the day of birth in some states. These babies feel intense pain during abortions. In fact, one researcher, Dr. Steven Zielinski, an internal medicine physician from Oregon, testified before Congress that an unborn, these babies feel intense pain. An unborn child could feel pain at 8.5 weeks and possibly earlier, and that a baby before birth under the right circumstances is capable of crying. Congressman Trent Franks explains, more than 18,000 very late-term abortions are performed every year on perfectly healthy unborn babies in America. That's butchery, man. That is, what do they call that? When you kill your own? They have a word for it. It's not infanticide. Is it patricide? Fratricide? They are innocent and defenseless children who can not only feel pain, but can survive outside the womb in most cases, who are torturously killed even without basic anesthesia. Yeah, and they got murderers. They complain if it takes them. Oh, he suffered. He suffered. I got to go now. I'm going to the abortion. I got to kill this kid. This kid's giving me a lot of trouble. Yeah, unborn children have a right to life and should be protected from abortion. I don't know why we can't buy them. We're buying everybody else. If you don't want the baby, I'll take the baby. How much you want for the baby? Yeah, we could auction them off. We can run ads. Yeah. Okay, I'm going into the clinic. I want 10 grand. I'll have the baby for 10 grand. What? 9 grand? No, I'm going into the clinic. Sad, huh? It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Okay, let's see where we are. I'm going to close this out because I didn't find what I was looking for. And we're going to give you the Dell Vikings. These were all Air Force boys. They got together, did a little doo-wop, and became big hits in the 50s. We'll dedicate this to the pro-life people tonight who are going to be freezing their butts off on Thursday, all for the love of a child they don't even know.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn, by courage born of a love that's free. A time when dreams so long denied can flourish as we unveil the love we now must hide. And with our love, through tears and thorns, we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new. Thorns, we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new.
I hope that Obama's speech tonight got the lowest video ratings of any presidential speech, because all it was lies. And the stand-up, sit-down Democrats, every time he told a lie, they stood up and testified in favor of it. But the one thing they didn't, the one speech they didn't make or sing a song was... You remember the song, If I Had a Hammer, when the communists were singing, well, let's stab the Vietnam vets in the back. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. Well, I took that song and I rewrote it. And it's called Drill Baby Drill. Drill Baby Drill all over this land. Everybody sing. If I had a drill, I would drill every morning. I would drill every evening. All over this land, I would shout out crude oil. I would shout out low gas prices all over this land. And song, too. This is another communist song. This land is your land. Just take it from the farmers. You know that song? That was another communist song. They brought out communists like Woody Guthrie. You know, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, including Alice. Yeah, you can get all the drugs you want. Get high, tune in, turn off, drop out, and go to rehab for the rest of your life, if you have a life. Okay, so we took that song and we put Drill Your Land. Drill Your Land, Drill My Land, include the Gulf Stream waters to Coney Island, from the Redwood Forest to Staten Island. This land we drill for you and me. No more taxes to the government. They have enough, and their waste does not need taxes. Their waste needs axes. So drill this land for you and me. Oh, the pollution and everything. Yeah, I told you last night about in the coldest city in Siberia. They're 60 below zero. Fahrenheit, and global warming is destroying this beautiful cold we have. We're now up to minus 59 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. This global warming is making me sweat a lot. Yeah, global warming. Another ripoff. They got us fighting imaginary dragons. They got our kids playing with beasts from outer space. You ought to see the beasts that are waiting to come here to cut their heads off. Oh, that's never going to happen here. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. How about the land of the freaks and the home of the broke? Yeah. So, what else happened? Michael Moore, the $20 million communist, Seth Rogen, another porno wood communist, and don't forget Liam Neeson. They couldn't even give him a decent name like Nelson. Liam comes from one of the six counties still in slavery to the British crown. England seized them using guns the resistors did not have. Get the song Bull of Oak. I'm going to play it for you. Bull of Oak. It's an Irish song. It tells the whole story about a Catholic priest named Father Murphy. I think his name was Michael Murphy. Who told his parishioners, do not fight the British. Let us negotiate. Turn your weapons over. Parishioners followed his instructions. And when they turned the weapons over to the British killed them all. And they took Father Murphy. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. Then Father Murphy spurred up the rocks like a mighty wave. And he told the people to arm. Get arms. They had no arms. They were all confiscated. Get arms, and I will lead you. And that's what he did. And he won about three or four battles. And finally, I think it was at Vinegar Hill. And do you know, in New York City, 137th Street is known as Vinegar Hill, and Amsterdam Avenue. It's all Irish up there. And I guess they named the neighborhood for the Battle of Vinegar Hill. So, of course, they don't grow. Vinegar doesn't grow. But that's what it was called. And 125th Street was all Irish. The Irish Echo, the headquarters of the Irish Echo, founded in the 1800s, is still at 125th Street and Broadway. So we were there before the other people came and chased us out. And that's true, because I used to go to school in Harlem, and all the bars still had shamrocks in the windows, and they were all black guys. And then eventually they became Latino night spots. So America changes, right? We absorb people. One generation, I was a guest in a Palestinian's house. I was getting lessons in Muslim lifestyles, and I was getting language lessons in Arabic, and he invited me to his house for a dinner one night. And I happened to have a Kuwaiti guest with me who was very wealthy, and we went into this man's humble house, and I could see the Kuwaiti guy was squirming. And he introduced us to grape leaves and different Baba Anuj, I'm not saying it right. I never could say it right. And you know, hummus and the pita bread, and he told the Kuwaiti what a good guy I was. He was a very good man. He was an atheist. He was a Muslim atheist, and his father used to be an imam. And he told me a story about his father. His father was coming back from a war with the Turks. I guess it was probably World War I when the Arabs under Lawrence of Arabia started to slaughter the Turks. And the Turks had already slaughtered the Arabs. And his father came upon an abandoned fort. And he found gold coins in there. And he went home and he lived happily ever after. And everybody in the village liked him because he had cash. But he was an atheist, and it was really sad to see his culture being changed by the next generation, because his daughters were, and he had a heart of gold. He had two daughters and a son. The son was born deformed, and he died. But he had two daughters, and one was named Nergis, which means flower, I think. And I forget the other daughter's name. But they were very Western-oriented. And they liked the current rock stars. And they used to laugh at their father as being old-fashioned. And I used to flash back to my brothers and I laughing at our parents who came from Ireland and Scotland as being old-fashioned. Now, my children laugh at me for being old-fashioned. So you see what comes around, goes around. And now their children haven't gotten to that stage yet, but they're working up to it. It's really, life is really exciting, especially at the end. So the story that I'm going to play for you now is called Bull of Vogue. And Bull of Vogue is an area in Ireland, and I think that's where this army of Father Murphy was defeated by the British. And they'll tell you that in the song. Yeoman, when you hear the word yeoman, that's the enemy. And guess what the yeomen were? The yeomen were German mercenaries. They're the same mercenaries that England used where? Washington crossed the Delaware. Who was in the fort? German mercenaries. Okay? Isn't that interesting? Want to hear something else interesting? We have a hero. His name is Nathan Hale. Nobody pays any tribute to him today. They don't pay no attention. The communists have written him out of American history. He came from Connecticut. He went to a Yale University. I think he was 16 years old when he went to college. Or maybe 17. And a friend at college talked him into becoming an American rebel. An American rebel. America wasn't even born yet. So what happened to Nathan Hale? He came down to New York as a spy in the service of George Washington. He was betrayed by a cousin, so they say. And he was hanged as a spy in an apple orchard in an area that's now known as Grand Central Station. They believe he's buried there. And his famous saying is, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." So before they hanged him, he was allowed to share a tent with an officer, a British officer. And he asked to get a Bible, because he was going to be a parson. He was going to be a preacher, and his friend talked him into, because Yale at that time was a seminary. So he asked for some writing paper to send a letter to his mother, and he asked for a Bible. You see where God and country is very important? Learn this lesson. He was not allowed to have a Bible. And the letter he wrote to his mother after he was hanged, the provost marshal tore it up, saying, "No one should know the patriotism and bravery of this man." So Nathan Hale gave his life for a country that was not yet born. He gave his life for an idea. He gave his life for a dream. And I think he died at 21. Okay? Nobody ever wrote a song about Nathan Hale. Now, fast forward to Ireland. When Ireland has their revolution, almost 20 years later, and an Irish patriot is captured by the British, and he's nicknamed the Croppy Boy because the Irish took their revolution from the French Revolution, and they used to cut their hair in the same style that French revolutionaries cut it. So croppy means the type of hairstyle you have. And there is a song about the Croppy Boy. And the Croppy Boy, in the words in the Croppy Boy, "The yeoman cavalry gave me a fright, and I was captured by Lord Cornwall." You know who Lord Cornwall is? He's the same guy that surrendered to Washington in Yorktown, Lord Cornwallis. Isn't that something? What a coincidence, right? Anyway, there is a song that the Irish remember the Croppy Boy. But Nathan Hale got no song. So, I just mentioned that to you because at Bull of Vogue, when Father Michael Murphy was captured, you know how they executed him? They stuffed him in a barrel, and they poured tar over his head, and they set it on fire. And you'll hear this song, God Bless You, Father Murphy, and Open Heaven to All Your Men, for the cause that called you may call you to fight again. So I'm going to play a Bull of Vogue for you. So now you got a little insight into how the tune goes.
At Bull of Vogue, as the sun was setting o'er the bright May meadow of Chamonix, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbor from far. Then Father Murphy of old Kilcornock put up the rock with a warning cry. Arm, arm, he cried, for I've come to lead you for Ireland's freedom to fight or die. Led us on against the coming soldiers and the cowardly old men. We put to flight, was that the harrow the boys of Wexford showed Bookie's regiment how men could fight. Look out for Ireland, King George of England. Search every kingdom where Breed is laid. For Father Murphy of County Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. And Enniscorthy and Wexford storming drove out the foe. 'Twas Ashley Wiltshire, our pipes were reeking with the crimson stream of beaten yoke. Father Murphy had aid come over, the green flag floated from shore to shore. At Vinegar Hill or the Pleasant Lady, our heroes vainly stood back to back, and the yeoman at Tullow took Father Murphy and burned his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men, for the call that call you
They fight for the green, we fight for the red, white, and blue. Yes, you got to see this movie, American Sniper. It's going to show you the price that's being paid by Americans. And I wish somebody would do an investigation into the charges that have some of these Americans penned up in Fort Leavenworth, having destroyed their families, having rendered put their families in the poorhouse, and their greatest crime was they loved this country too much. There's another Irish tune, The Patriot Games, and it starts off with, "Come all ye young rebels, enlist while I sing, for the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and makes us all part of the Patriot Game." And if you played the Patriot Game and you're rotting in Fort Leavenworth, you're on suicide watch. Like, I think his name was Michael Behenna. He got railroaded by judges with no combat experience. And he was given 15 years in prison. And then they let him out in 5. And they told him, get lost and keep your mouth shut. And the first thing he did when he got outside the door of the prison and the press stuck 100 microphones in his face and said, how do you feel about being a murderer? Yeah. He said, help my two friends that are inside. They're on suicide watch. So the next tune I'm going to play for you is the Nathan Hale song. We're going to dedicate this to Nathan Hale. And this is the thoughts of the crappy boy as he goes to the gallows. And you can imagine Nathan Hale probably had similar thoughts. In this song, the crappy boy, his father denounces him as a rebel. And he laments the fact that he'll never see his mother again. The Irish are real tight with their mothers.
It was early, early, all in the spring. The birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree. And the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night, the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappy Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the crappy boy.
Yes, drop a tear for the crappy boy. Yes. So, do you think we should bring the draft back? Do you think every American should experience the military experience? I do. George Patton did. He believed in a universal military. He believed in a civilian bred military. And I do believe that we do need more national pride. When I seen football players that wouldn't even put their hand on their heart, making $2 million or $3 million a year, they didn't even put it on their wallet. You know what they need? They need a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burden there. I need a church where I can pray this name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar.
Let the neighbors
event. Don't go anywhere. You're going to miss the second half. You're going to miss the real
question. Okay, folks. We're signing off. Wish you a safe night. And may we never suffer what's going on in the Middle East or suffer what's going on in Africa or suffer what's going on anywhere in the world. And we got to make sure that the communists don't hurt us. And my friends, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. Everything they do is evil. You don't believe that? Well, how do you know you're not brainwashed? Watch the movie, what was it, The Pod People? The name of it, with Donald Sutherland, where he goes to get help and the girl goes, "Did you get help?" And, he was gone too, man. That's what's happening to us. We're becoming the pod people. The Body Snatchers was the movie. Somebody has snatched your body. Have a nice night.